In our new learning center, we'll have the capability of piping in guest speakers from around the world directly into the existing classes. And we'll also be able to have our classes here on campus communicate with wine industry partners, trade organizations around the world. When our MBA students go on the road each year, this year, for example, we were in Bordeaux and Croatia, they would work on projects with wineries and trade orgs in Croatia, helping to solve problems for people in their regions. And it's a really good learning opportunity because people here get to see what are the challenges in another wine region, especially one that's not so well known as Croatia. And so the students get to work on that and then apply what they learn to what they do here. But with this facility, we will actually be able to have those conversations in real time with people around the world.
So there's great technology that's been added to the mix. You're not making wine in these buildings, are you?
No, and okay. We don't want to. Our laser focus is on the business of wine. When Gary Heck met with the university officials 22 years ago, the idea that was discussed was the wine industry needs a place to send the next generation to learn how to take over our businesses and keep them competitive and successful. And so we focused on business from the beginning, first with an undergraduate wine business program, then an MBA program in 98, and then our executive MBA. And now the new launch for us in November is an executive MBA that we call a hybrid because it's mostly online with in-person sessions on campus, in France and Australia. So students could really pipe in from anywhere in the world, but then also be able to meet their peers three times.
Finally, I feel I can't talk with you too much about the wonderful projects that you have where you're trying to bring the children of farm workers and the children of people who have worked in the wine business and are connected to the wine business into the business through your organization. Tell me a little bit about that again.
This was a program that was started by our Wine Business Institute Board of Directors. And the idea behind this was to share an opportunity for college, for university study, 4 years, with students whose parents have worked, as you said, somewhere in the wine business or more broadly in agriculture. Maybe their parents have worked in vineyard management, maybe in the winery, maybe in sales, but then maybe also in some of the other agricultural endeavors that we have here in the North Coast. And these students can come to Sonoma State. It's a rich applicant pool, but those who garner the scholarships, it's $10,000 over 4 years, and it supplements their other grants and opportunities. It gives students who have not had as much of an opportunity as others a chance to thrive and do well. And this is not limited to wine business students. The idea really is to offer 4-year education to any endeavor that they want to pursue.